questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Summer, summer, summer. It's like a merry-go-round. I see you under the midnight, all shackles and bows. High shoes with the cleats clicking, a temperamental glow.
Song of the day, Magic by the Cars, 1984. 464-5685-1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating, the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Under sideways down, I know you're getting twisted, and you can't calm down. I see you under the midnight.
Once again, your song of the day from 1984, Magic by the Cars, 464-5685-1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Okay, that was in Heartbeat City. That was 84.
Yes, it was.
So the Cars came out with that. I think it was their first album. It was just called The Cars. That was like Just What I Needed.
Yep.
And that just bowled everybody over. Brian Redrow, if you're listening, my good friend from high school, early high school, junior high, had that album, and we'd listen to it all the time. And then when Heartbeat City came out in 84, I didn't know what to think, but Magic was an incredible song. You're in the nines no matter what.
Thank you.
Heyman, I wonder if Heyman's listening to that. That's one song where me and you aren't like musicians, but I noticed the bass. I've always noticed the bass.
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
How could you not hear the bass in that song?
Yeah, Heyman, weigh in on the bass if you don't mind. Yeah, the cars, the sum of the songs you hear. It's All I Can Do. Oh, God.
Let the Good Times Roll.
Yeah, incredible song. Let's Go.
The Ballad of Drive. Who's going to drive you home tonight?
Yeah. That's not bad. I like their more upbeat songs. Magic has got to be one of the top three, in my opinion. What's the one we really like?
Oh, that'd be Since You're Gone.
Since You're Gone.
I Took the Big Vacation.
Since You're Gone is probably number one. That song, when it comes on, freaks you out how good it is.
Yes.
So does Magic, though. When Magic comes on, it freaks me out. Summer, summer, summer. It's a good summer song. It's just in the nines. It's just a 9.78. 9.78.
I don't think Connor will be as high, but still pretty good. Let's go 8.1.
Summer.
8.27. So talented. He says, you might think is my favorite of theirs.
Oh.
You might think I'm crazy.
You might think it's a kind of nice
bubblegum
poppy song. That's what Cars kind of are.
They are bubblegummy.
Yeah, not all of it. But.
Rating, Scott from Bancroft, 8.88. John Lincoln, 8.7. Brett and Bertrand, 5.5. We think that's Joey's friend from Bertrand also.
Really?
Joey. Yeah. Joey Robeson and
that was
Brett.
You think they're friends?
They have to be. They're in Bertrand.
Yeah.
Officer McLeod in Columbus, 8. We've got Bill and Bennett, 8.75. Mike and Dalton, 9. Who in Columbus?
Bert!
7. Bill.
Connor gave me a bad look.
The most soft birds, like you're saying, Bert. 7 from Bert. It's very high for him.
Yeah.
Mike and Dalton, 9. Doug in Idaho, 9.1. Cousin Bird, 5.2. Eric and Hickman brought the pizza, 3.
Thank you, Eric.
Not high.
Wait a second, Eric.
Didn't like
gave
the song.
It a 3. Why'd you give it a 3?
This is not high in my Cars
Thank
list.
Thank you for
he
the
says.
Pizza.
Husker Mike says good, not great, but 8. It's a solid score for good, not great.
Mm-hmm.
Lyle in Omaha, 8.5. Mary from Wilbur. That's new. 10. Better times, she says.
Wait a second. We have a new listener?
She's never called herself what her name is.
Mary
from Wilbur.
Mary, welcome.
Jane in Wahoo says 5, marginal at best on that one. Houston, a 3.
I don't understand.
Brad from the Baldwin Shop, 9. And also Chris says better times from the Baldwin Shop.
Hey, can I say something? I rode by yesterday when they were applying that stuff on the tar, the road crew. I rode by them on my motorcycle, and I saw Chris. I did not see Brad. I saw Chris, did not see Brad. I didn't honk because of the situation. They were on Holdridge and
okay.
Near 27.
Toilet papering.
Yeah. They were on hold, and I had a, you know, yeah. So I saw him.
Scooter from Roca 76, Corey from Hull, Iowa, Hull, Hull, not Hole, 73. Pete in Chattanooga. Now, why would he be listening to the show in Chattanooga? 8. Jennifer, 8. Hubby, 6-5 from the household. Rick and Susie in Center with Husterland Bulldogs go 6 on that one. And Deb says, this song had me dancing in my seat, 9.
Nice. Nice.
Cannot forget a Shemaya with the putter, 6-5 on the text
Shemaya
line.
Shemaya gave it a lukewarm grade. That's okay.
YouTube, before we move on, Troy, 8-4. Hercules, not Hercules, but Hercules. 8-3 on YouTube. Principal, 6-7. Wishing was fishing. That's Chris, 8-6. Your captain, Cody, 7. Bolt, 8-3, better times. And Nels de Montana, 6-7. Song of the day was Magic by the Cars from 1984.
I'll be interested to see if you can top that the rest of the week. That'll be hard.
What else do we do on Wednesdays after the song of the day?
The bag.
Mailbag. Here we go. Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. The three words to avoid when it comes to IT SIP are what?
I've been hacked.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That Thanks. Was a good one. Avoid being hacked with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.6% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. You can get a free consultation yourself for yourself or your business at AppliedConnective.com.
The coat.
Wrong hour, but I do appreciate the spirit, so I'm not going to bag you for that. John,
I'm just warming up.
John says this. Good morning, guys. It's Spelling Bee season. The Scripps National Spelling Bee starts on May 26th until the 28th.
Wow.
If you were in the competition, how do you think you would do?
Good.
I like both of our chances.
Yeah,
here.
I do. I've said this about you. You're a good writer.
Thank you.
I've said it, and I would say it again. I would not let you ghostwrite a column we don't write.
I want to.
We do not write the same, so it'd be very
evident. I
could
figure it out.
But no, your writing is good. I'm not surprised you'd be good at spelling bee. I'd be really good at spelling
bee. I should have won it in sixth grade. I got beat by one person. I don't forget that at all. At Beatrice.
Where is Bill?
Yeah.
We need Bill here. You lost the spelling bee.
I did.
By one, just
I, yeah,
one person
in the,
beat you?
The top five, I want to say, was in the top
was
five.
Was it a female that beat you?
The person that was saying the word said the word league, like major league baseball.
Yeah.
Like league. So I said, what the hell is a lig? I put L-I-G. I mean, I was in sixth grade. Obviously, that was wrong. That's the one that got me out. My parents
wrong.
Still talk about it to this day, about how the person said a lig.
Botched.
Who
it.
Says that like that?
Botched.
Yeah, lig. League. Yeah. I would have got league for sure. Okay, next up from Kip. My parents have a very beautiful home with a living room and a, quote, family room. In the family room, we have what is called the circle of love.
Whoa.
It is four chairs in a circle with an ottoman in the middle next to a fireplace with a great view and no TV. That is where our best conversations take place. What part of your house has provided the best conversations for you and your guests?
Over the years. Go ahead.
Mine's the deck.
The deck?
Yeah. Recently, this past weekend, great conversation on the deck.
I think it's always the kitchen. It's always been the kitchen.
The kitchen.
Yeah, the kitchen's the central place. It was a central place with Trix. And it was probably that when I was growing up. The kitchen. The kitchen. We had
kitchen's
a living room
answer.
And family room, too, growing up. The living room was sort of off limits to... It seemed like it was off limits to everybody but my mom. That was the living room. The family room was where everybody... That's where we had our, you know, the kids would fight and throw things around the family room.
That's where the conversation's at right there.
Yeah. No, more of the kitchen, actually.
Next up, Wyatt says, this morning, what are your guys' thoughts on Nebraska adding a student section to Haymarket Park in the future?
Oh.
Like Kansas and some SEC powers have.
Now, wait a second. A student section to Haymarket Park, I've never even, I don't know if anybody's even contemplated that.
That, to me, screams a berm. You're not giving up the reserved seats to the students. They want to be in the party's in the berm.
Yeah.
The students should be in the berm.
Which berm? Let's narrow it down. Are you going right field, left field, or are you going all the way out? Are you see left field line, right field line?
Well, I don't mind.
It'd be one of those,
I don't
right?
mind it being in the outfield because they could chirp the outfielders in.
Right. I'd probably put it down the left field line.
Yeah, left field, outfield.
Yeah.
Like the home run area.
Both of those. Okay, so at Haymarket Park, unless it's changed. Left field line, right field line. There's a picnic area right
yes,
above
you
it.
You got it. You got it.
So you could sell it as you can be on the berm, but head up to the picnic area and probably have something special yep. up there for the students.
We could make that happen.
Yeah,
I'm down with that.
What would be special?
We'll talk to Lance Harvell about that.
Yeah, what would be special? I don't know. Like you would have certain vendors up there, you know, like Auntie's maybe.
Auntie Ann's.
Yeah,
is that'd be the pretzel place. Yeah.
Was it
Auntie? Auntie Ann's.
It's Auntie Ann's. God, you know that stuff off the top of your
head. I know pretzels. I know mall food. Last one from Michaela says, Jordy Fromm is on a short list of Husker athletes who has lived up to expectations coming into Nebraska. That said, is she deserving of being on the Mount Rushmore of Nebraska women's athletics?
Oh, I did this the other day. The Mount Rushmore of women's athletics is immensely challenging. It's got to be. I think you got to have Merlene Oddie on there. She was a track star. I think you have to have Penny Haynes on there. She won a gold medal as a swimmer. Do you know those names?
Not really.
Oh, God, Jake. And I think you have to have Jordan Larson on there.
Did you get Sarah Pavin on that list, though? She was important to this team.
It's close. Okay.
There's so many Nebraska volleyball players to choose from
right.
on that.
That's the problem.
Like, they could take the whole four easily, but you have to have all the sports. And Jordy Fromm has to. Listen, she was named the player of the year last night. She is the national... College softball player of the year as of last night.
It was hard to keep her off.
That's really hard to do.
Now, she wasn't here all 4 years. That's the issue.
But what she did in her 2 years here has been nothing short of incredible.
I'd like a couple of our older listeners to weigh in on Merlene Oddie and Penny Haynes. I just don't think you can keep them off. But it's hard. I'm going to tell you something. I contemplated this last week. It's almost impossible to get it to four. And feel good about it.
Someone says Sip is right. There's no Nebraska woman ever like Marlene Oddie. She has to be on Mount Rushmore.
I think Marlene Oddie has to be on there.
Okay. What time frame was she here?
That would have been, I'm going to say, I was a boy. Seriously.
So the 70s.
70s, 80s. Yeah, maybe early 80s. She might have got into the early 80s. But, I mean, here's how good she was. I came down here with a friend and his dad to watch her run. Now, how many people do you do that
no,
with now?
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, we came down here to watch her run.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. When we come back, hour two, we have Jim Blue from Cedars and Doug Gans from Pinnacle Bank, because it's time for free coffee. Free drop drip coffee right now through 9 a.m. Come down to the Millet only at 1040 O Street. Those guys are in studio next, an hour or two, an early break in the ticket.